That's the news, according to me. Well, that was my lame attempt to impersonate a turkey. Sorry, it wasn't really a gobble. It's more of a shake my head and try to make a noise kind of sound there. Sorry, I wasn't much of a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the show where I tell you about all the news that's in the news, so you don't have to go looking for it. I scour the interwebs with my electronic devices to tell you what's happening, what all the pundits are saying, and what my opinion of what all the pundits are saying. That's what I say. And then you just sit there and listen and laugh at my opinions. So that's your job. Because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an economist, I'm not an epidemiologist or a phlebotomist. I'm also not a financial counselor or a life coach. A lot of things I'm not. The list goes on and on of the things I'm not. But I do have a microphone. And I have this cup. I have a cup with me here as well. That's the reason most people tune in is to find out what's in my cup. This morning, I do have sweet tea, but it's a little different than normal. This is Dunkin' Donut sweet tea. It's a little different. I went on a little jog. Of course, now I always forget about this. I'm thinking, okay, it's about 2 miles down to a little over a mile. I guess about a mile and a half, maybe, down to where the Dunkin' Donuts is. So I usually like to jog, and I don't really jog. I like to run. So I sprint more or less. I sprint, and then I just sprint till I can't sprint anymore, and then I walk fast. And I'll try to sprint again for at least a block. Kind of go for, you know, like from one intersection to the next. I'll try to sprint. And sometimes a little further than that. This morning it was a little bit better than normal. I was able to sprint. It's a little cooler out today, so it's a little bit easier to breathe. And I actually felt pretty good running today. So I ran quite a ways. I probably just sprinted a little over a quarter mile. Walked a little bit and then sprinted a couple more times. And then, of course, by that point I was at Dunkin' Donuts. And so I got the sausage, egg, and cheese croissant, because it's French. You have to say it croissant. It's French. So you have to, I usually do that. When I order it, I usually walk up to the door or walk up to the counter there. I'll say, yes, hi, I would like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant. And then they look at me kind of funny, and I go, it's French. And then that usually makes them laugh. Usually. Sometimes they just keep looking at me funny, and then they usually call the authorities at some point and try to have me sent back to the home. So I have in my cup this sweet tea from Dunkin' Donut this morning. The problem is I ran down there thinking I was going to run back, and I forget that I've got this sweet tea in my hand. I don't know if you've ever tried to run with a drink in your hand, at least not, you know, like not like a water bottle drink, like a cup with ice in it, with a straw. It's a little bit, you know, it's just a matter of time before that thing comes apart and goes flying all over the place. So I opted not to do that. I walked as fast as I could back to the, for more reasons than one, not just because it's good for my health, but it's also good for my longevity in this particular neighborhood. You never know who's sneaking up behind you. So I ended up getting back to the hotel here. And I normally go up the steps. Now, for some reason this morning, I don't know why I did take the elevator this morning. I don't know why. I almost always take the steps. I'll do that later today. Maybe it's because it's Thanksgiving and I just decided to give my legs a break. I'll be doing it later today when I have my backpack on. There's a few things in the news that I'll talk about. First of all, I want to talk about Thanksgiving itself. This is a holiday that has become an American tradition, and Mark Dice this morning had a very interesting take on Thanksgiving. You know, first of all, the leftists, the people who hate this country, have redefined Thanksgiving, or they talk about the origins of Thanksgiving and what it was all about, and how this was we slaughtered the Indians, the Native Americans, and that's, we did that. Our nation, our founders did that. They slaughtered the American Indians, American American Indians. That's not even a politically correct term now. I have to say Native Americans, those who were native here. Now, keep in mind that we're given this impression that we came here and that the natives that were here were just these peace-loving people who were just, you know, they just loved they were one with nature. Everything was in perfect harmony and balance. There was no raping, there was no pillaging, there was no wars between tribes. There was no genocide in America at that time. They weren't savages at all. No, they were just peace-loving people who lived with nature, and they would have done it for another million years if they would have been left alone to do so. People are people, right? We have to realize this happens. This stuff has happened for millennia, still is happening. And now they're allowing it to happen willingly, laying down our country, allowing hundreds of thousands and millions of people to come across our border. It's estimated that by the end of this year, just during the Biden administration alone, we will have had as many people come into this country as are in some small nations in Europe. Stop and think about that for a moment. That's absolutely insanity. And we're supposed to be left to think that that the border is under control and all this stuff is happening. It's all planned. It's all being planned, folks. And I have some theories about some of this stuff about U.S. population and how they're trying to manipulate the numbers with the ingress of people that are coming into the country. However, I'm not going to get into that today. But the original idea of what Thanksgiving was about and how it all happened, there's a lot of lies from the left, just stories being made up, that things that never happened. And they come up with these stories that are made up in academia. And it just amazes me where they get some of this information. They don't do any research. They find somebody who has this weird story about how the Indians, they were actually, this Thanksgiving was actually a celebration of a massacre where they killed 700 natives. And they were celebrating this massacre that they did. This is weird stuff. And it wasn't until Abraham Lincoln came along and instituted it as a holiday, national holiday, that it changed the meaning of it. This stuff just doesn't make sense. Now, the further you get away from an incident, the further you get away from the event, typically the fewer people who are around, who were actually there to witness it, the more stories that start to develop around it. This is in common human nature to do this. And unless, in cases of, we could say, well, that means, that's just the stories about Jesus. That's just all been made up over 2,000 years. No, here's the difference between those two. The people who were testifying of the things that Jesus did, most of them were persecuted, tortured, and some put to death in a very grisly way. And yet, they continued to testify of the things that are written in Scripture. Now, a strange phenomena happens with human nature. When a story isn't true, and you're trying to live a lie, and you see your fellow liars start to get persecuted, killed, boiled in hot oil, their tongues ripped out, all kinds of weird things happening, put on a cross, put in prison, lit on fire, you tend to go, maybe I should reevaluate this fairy tale that we made up. You see, when it's not a fairy tale, and you know it's true, you're willing to go through all those things and not recant. That's the nature of the truth. It's worth dying for. It's worth going through the persecution for, because you know it to be true. It's not that you're trying to obey your masters. It's that you know the truth is, it is true. Now, there are wackos out there who, under fear of duress, under fear of their enslavers, and I speak of certain religions, who have this idea that they have to pay homage to the leaders or to this God with a little g that requires of me to kill other people and throw myself into like a suicide bomber type thing. That's insanity. God does not require that of us. When you realize how precious life is, you're not a hero by doing that. And that, again, gets down to the foundation of, obviously, it's a lie. Because this is not the nature of our God. This is not his heart. But they can't see that because they're so blinded by the coercion of the leaders of that. You don't see the religious leaders doing, you know, the sacrifice of their lives. You don't see them wearing the bomb vests. They send the young kids out who don't know any better, who are trying to impress everyone. They find the zealots, the useful, I'll say it, useful idiots. Same thing happens in our ideological war that we're in right now. Children who don't know any better, who are filled with their little brains full of mush, skulls full of mush, brains that haven't developed yet. They get them hyped up on this ideology. The next thing you know, they're throwing soup on artwork and gluing themselves to the wall. Now, if I were just to tell you, hey, take a can of soup, go throw it on this artwork, and then glue yourself to the wall and make a statement. What rational, sane person who has any kind of intellectual capacity at all would say, oh yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I think I'm just going to go do that then. Yes, that would be the proper thing to do. Let's go do that. Yes. Who does that? It's the person who is hyped up on ideological virtuism. That they're going to prove their virtue in their zealousness, in their zealotry. That's a word. So we have these weird stories about Thanksgiving. And Mark Dice was talking about this this morning. He was talking about how they want to make Thanksgiving a more diverse, inclusive holiday. So they want to include all kinds of other kinds of food and other things in the Thanksgiving process. And that's okay. It's okay. But he makes a really good point at one point. He says, what if you went to another country and you, like Cinco de Mayo, which isn't even a thing in Mexico, but say you went to a Cinco de Mayo thing and you said, hey, I know you've got all this Mexican food here, but I want to bring in some turkey and some, or maybe some German guy wants to bring in some bratwursts. No, we're going to diversify this a little bit. How do you think that would make them feel? Now, I don't know anybody that's complaining about, you know, Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving. We just bring all the food we want. It's about being thankful for the harvest, a bountiful harvest. It has nothing to do with, you know, turkey's a traditional meal. But doesn't have to be whatever you want to eat. It's about giving thanks. Let's get back to that. It's not about just the turkey. It's about the thankfulness. And in that process, we're giving thanks. Traditionally, it's been giving thanks to God for the things that for making it through another season, for making it through another year, and for the bountiful harvest that we have, because it's in the fall of the harvest. So that's kind of how it's traditionally been laid out, just in those simple terms. Now, did the white man commit atrocities against the Native Americans here? Yes, there were white men who did bad things to the natives. Were there natives that did bad things to the white man? Yes, there were. Some of it was unprovoked, some of it was provoked. Because people are people, no matter what color your skin is or what culture you come from. People are selfish, and they are self-motivated. They're motivated by their selfishness, self-centered. In this process, people have a tendency to want to preserve themselves and their lifestyle. And so they have a tendency to override other people's human rights in the process of trying to better themselves or maintain their survival. That's kind of human nature. Man left to himself without any kind of moral pinning outside of himself will just do what he thinks is right in his own eyes. But the leftists have continued to take any American tradition that we have and make it sound like this is a horrible nation. Waving the flag is an act of terrorism, basically, because they see it as this, because they hate America. They hate everything that this country stands for. They want to completely change this country and erase any European, Judeo-Christian tradition that is here. They hate it. They won't come out and say it. Oh, we love this country. No, you don't love this country. You want this country. You want to take over this country and take it and make it what you want it to be. That's what you want about it. That's what you like about it. You don't believe in the founding principles of this nation. You'll use the founding principles to change it. That's the ironic thing, is they'll use the freedoms they have to keep themselves cloaked. But I digress. I'm getting off on a rant. And it's Thanksgiving, so I want to be thankful. We have a lot to be thankful for, by the way. I just got an email. That's always something to be thankful for. We have so much to be thankful for in our nation, still to this day. The freedoms that we have, you could argue that they have been encroached upon in massive ways, and they're hanging by a thread in some ways because they could very easily swoop in right now and destroy some of our freedoms. In fact, I just found out yesterday that Biden, apparently at this COP27 or whatever it was, this meeting, this G summit, whatever it was, went ahead and accepted and signed onto the treaty that we will agree to participate in the vaccine passport system, a global vaccine passport system. Now, think about this. This is a global identification system now. I've always said that the vaccine was not the mark of the beast, but it was certainly operating under the spirit of the mark of the beast. There's this attitude of, if you don't get, and this was being prominently pronounced and extolled by many people in the media. They said, they were, many pundits and many people in high places in entertainment were saying, you know what, if you don't get a vaccine, then you don't deserve to go out and get, and you don't get to go to the show, you don't get to go do this, you can't go to the store, you don't wear a mask, you can't go to the store, you can't, whatever it is, you don't participate in the process, you're a danger to society. You don't care about anybody else because you won't get the vaccine. You get shamed into taking it. It's just that mentality struck. And of course, then you got leaders, world leaders saying, our fearless leader here saying, well, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You get this vaccine, you won't get COVID. You won't spread COVID. All these things that were obviously not true. People still got COVID. Well, the symptoms were reduced. That's not what we were told. Say what you will. That doesn't excuse the original lie of saying that you're not going to get COVID or that you're not going to spread COVID. You still got it and you still spread it. Maybe the symptoms were reduced. That's not what we were told. So there was a lie there. And everybody pushed it and bought into it. Oh, but it's still okay to take it. Okay, whatever. But what you were originally telling, now you're telling me it's still okay to take it and you get fewer symptoms. Okay, so so the lie has just changed. Well, it wasn't a lie, we didn't know any better. But you were pushing it as if it was the truth. There's the problem. They didn't say, we think it'll make it so that you won't get it, and we think it'll make it so that you won't. No, they were saying it emphatically. Rachel Maddow was out there saying, zero people have died from getting the vaccine. It's not true. At the time she said that, it was estimated that about 14,000 people on the VAERS, the VAERS network, which is the adverse reaction record filled out by the CDC, people, doctors filling out this thing on the VAERS network. Now they estimate that there are probably, the numbers are upwards of 100 times that actually died from the vaccine that weren't attributed to the vaccine because they didn't know it, they didn't understand what happened. But now we're finding out that there are symptoms from the vaccine that actually caused probably more people to die. Now you're still talking about people who were probably older, people who probably would have died from the virus as well, because they were basically already compromised in some way. Their immune systems or their comorbidities made them more susceptible to death to begin with. So these numbers, you know, in the normal, just because people are dying doesn't mean that there's, you know, people die every day of natural causes. When they can jump in and say, well, they died because of COVID. Did it die from COVID or did it die with COVID? Or did COVID just speed the death process up? So they would have died in 2 weeks, they died today, so now they died of COVID. They would have been dead in 2 weeks, you wouldn't count it as a COVID death. It's this ironic thing of, you know, we didn't have mass graves here in this country. Death rates were up. And again, this gets back to the numbers I was talking about yesterday. Some of the issues we have with the math and COVID and death rates, and now we have death rates up 15 to 20%, depending on what study you look at, and they're not COVID related. There's a documentary that came out just two or three days ago called Sudden Death, and the numbers of people who are just dropping dead. I think over last weekend, I just read a report that someone from, I believe it was a small regional airline, the captain collapsed in flight. The first officer got it on the ground. He got into a hospital, and he died, I believe, that day or the next day, passed away, 57 years old. It's quite disturbing. It is quite disturbing. And they're not, what's interesting is how they're not at all attributing any of this or looking into this. They're not taking any of the statistics that are out there and going over any of this stuff. Fauci was called before called before Congress. And of course, that never does any good. He just sits there and goes, it's just this or that. I don't know. He won't answer any questions. These people are masters at getting around. They get coached on how to answer questions with when Congress comes up with it, with questions, they're coached on, well, to my best ability, to something to the effect of, you know, they won't say, they won't directly quote anything. They won't really say anything. They can't answer certain questions because of, you know, their Fifth Amendment stuff, which is fine. But it's worthless. It's just a show for Congress. Make it look like they're tough on these people. When was the last time you saw somebody talk at Congress, do a testimony, and they get carted off to jail from there? That doesn't happen. It's not a court. Not a court of law. The only time you see that is when they refuse to participate in the circus, i.e. Steve Bannon, and then somehow the DOJ swoops in and arrests them for contempt of Congress. Didn't happen to people in the Obama administration. I don't know why that didn't happen. It's interesting that didn't happen. Yeah. But I digress. Again, we have so much to be thankful for in this country. And no matter what anybody tries to tell you, I bet you can find 100 things today. If you sit down, just sit down for 30 minutes, write down 100 things that you have to be thankful for. I guarantee you that page will fill up in 30 minutes. I guarantee it'll fill up in less than 30 minutes. It's one of those things where if we get outside of ourselves a little bit and just start thinking about the many, 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 many blessings that we have. And that's what I challenge you with today, to count your blessings. Number your days. And live out your best life for the sake of those around you. That's what I have for you today. So folks, over the next year, as we close this year out and go into the next year, I just want to say God bless you and your family. As we pray for each other, pray for our nation, pray for our world, we will be able to somehow find peace with our God and each other. Take care of you. Happy Thanksgiving.